Fact. That is accurate. Starring me, Jim Rome. What's going on? Welcome to the program. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a fun program. Trust me. Believe that. It's going to be a fun program. Let's get it. Alvy, welcome back. Hit me with that deck of If I am welcoming Alvy back, that means that Ritt is moving back to the back row where he belongs, and there will be a reset of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, there will.
There will be a reset of what happened involving Ritt yesterday, and it's going to happen sooner than later. All right, get up in here. Welcome to the Friday edition of the program. Again, I am Jim Rome, 1-800-636-8686. I've got a lot to get done. No interviews until 10:20 Pacific time. So nothing in the way of interviews until hour number two, which means you should call me right now or hit me up on Twitter or social on any platform at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. You can email me too at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The interview is set up like this. I've got two on this Friday. Will Brinson joins me at 10:20. Top of hour number three, we talk to a cornerback with the Miami Dolphins, Xavien Howard. Big head bets in the third hour. James Kelly gets down with the NFL weekend. And maybe another surprise bet. You never know what he has. He'll go off the board with something. The big head, James Kelly, is going to give us some betting advice coming up in hour number three. Alvy's week that was coming up in hour number three. The ATP coming up in hour number three. A reset on Ritt coming up next segment.
Finally.
It's an hour number one reset. All right, first things first, off the top, though. It's a busy Friday, and I do have some breaking news. And the breaking news is out of New York, Alvy. Breaking news out of New York, and it is related to the New York Jets. Head coach Adam Gase still has his job. Yeah, that's not the breaking news. The breaking news is that he has not done a good job developing Sam Darnold. Why don't we go to Gase himself for a comment on the issue?
You know, I came here to help him develop his career. And, you know, we haven't been able to do that.
Wait, what? Can I have that one more time, Alvy, please?
You know, I came here to help him develop his career. And, you know, we haven't been able to do that.
Damn, mind blown, right? Dude just went there. Dude just all up in here. Admitting on record that he has done nothing to help or develop Sam Darnold. I mean, holy crap. Let me pick my damn jaw right up off the ground. Crazy eyes. The alleged offensive genius just did the damn thing by owning that he hasn't done a damn thing for Sam Darnold. Insane. Are you kidding me with that? Wait, there's even more.
You know, we need to do things well, you know, around him. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's on me to get him to play better than what he's played. And, you know, right so far, I haven't done a good enough job.
I haven't done a good enough job. First of all, you know how you know you can't trust this guy? Because he's an adult and a leader who can't utter a sentence without saying, you know.
You know.
You know?
You know.
How many you knows were there in that five-sentence answer, you know?
You know.
Holy bleep. Gase hasn't done a good job. Did he really just say that? Adam Gase just copped to doing nothing to develop Sam Darnold and that he's not good at his job. That is stunning, you know? What's next, you know? That Adam Gase is not a brilliant offensive mind?
You know.
That the Jets are not a good football team?
You know.
That Gase isn't the most overhyped, overrated coach not named Jim Harbaugh ever?
You know,
Adam Gase saying that he has failed at developing Sam Darnold would be like me announcing that the sun is going to set tonight, you know, or acknowledge that it's going to rise tomorrow morning.
You know.
Hey, this just in. Hey, Alvy, hit me with the breaking news sounder once again, if you don't mind. Yeah, thank you. This news just in. Breaking news. Jim Rome admits that there are 7 days in a week and that Gase has crazy eyes.
You know.
And somebody's got to warn me before a statement like that comes from Adam Gase, because I'm not sure I can handle him dropping these truth bombs. I mean, seriously, of all dudes, I can't believe this guy went there. Not because it's not true, but because it's extremely true. And this dude's not about that life. The telling the truth life. Remember when he was asked a very simple question recently about who is or is not calling the plays? And he lied right out his ass, allegedly.
Adam, why did you take over the play calling?
I didn't take over. We did this. We've done the same thing the last four games.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just standing there.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So what happens after the three plays when you have a series? Because we were watching one where Dowell was talking to Frank Pollock. He wasn't calling the plays. You were.
What part of the game was it?
I want to say that was the third.
Yeah, when we got down, then I was trying to do some of the two-minute stuff.
That ball do lie. That's an NFL head coach. Way to handle that. Like a four-year-old caught in a lie and trying to dig his way out only to make it so much worse. And you know how it is, right, with people who don't tell the truth? You wonder how many other lies that they've told you and whether or not you can ever trust them to ever tell the truth. Because that's pretty much the Gase brand. Make extremely weird faces and then even weirder statements. And mix in a bunch of you-knows, and then don't own any of it at all. Of course he hasn't done a damn thing to develop Sam Darnold. The very thing that he was hired to do. Let's be really clear about this. Developing Sam Darnold was not part of why he was hired. It was the only reason he was hired. It was the only thing that he was there to do. Because the quarterback is the most important position, and you have to have a quarterback. And when you have a future franchise quarterback, you have to develop him. That's why they went with crazy eyes in the first place. That's why they hired him instead of a defensive-minded coach. Because more important than anything, was developing your franchise quarterback. Remember the Jets fired Todd Bowles and they hired Adam Gase. And they hired him despite the fact that the Dolphins had just fired him. They hired him right after he had back-to-back losing seasons in Miami. And they did it because, they're the Jets. But they said they did it because they believed that he was a quarterback whisperer, that he could develop Sam Darnold, and he hasn't. In fact, Gase has been a complete and utter disaster. Like, this guy could not have done a worse job. And that's not even an exaggeration. It's a statement of fact. If Adam Gase was hired to sabotage Sam Darnold's career, I'm pretty sure it would look exactly the way that Sam's career looks right now. Darnold is 0-7 this season. He's got the lowest passer rating in the league. He hasn't thrown a TD pass in four games. He's led only six touchdown drives all season long. Not only has Gase not developed Darnold, it's a testament to Darnold that he has not completely destroyed him. Check out Sam's response when asked about Gase's comments.
First of all, I take full responsibility for the way I've played. I just haven't played well enough. And again, like I continue to say every single week, we have great people in this organization. And so with that being said, everyone's going to, take blame for certain parts of, us not winning games. And so, but again, for me personally, I got to play better and put the team in the right positions to be able to win games and, make it close at the end.
Not only has he ruined him as a quarterback, he's wrecked his ability to speak. He's got him you-knowing. It's contagious. Yeah, but you know what, though? Here's the thing, Other than the you-knows, nothing but respect. How is Darnold 10 times more mature and 10 times the leader that Gase is? Because it has to be so tempting to say, finally, that hack And that fraud admitted it. I've been trying to tell you all for years that this guy's ruining everything he touches. But instead, Sam took the high road. He took full responsibility for how he's played. He put it all on his own shoulders. That's really impressive, especially when you're playing for a guy who can't even acknowledge who is and is not calling the plays.
You know.
Let's go back a little bit. The final four games of Sam Darnold's rookie season. The final four games before Gase arrived. Darnold threw for nearly 1,000 yards, six TDs, one interception, and had a passer rating of over 99. Not bad for a rookie on a losing team, especially for a rookie playing for the Jets. Not bad at all. But it's gotten worse in every single way since Gase arrived. Not only has he not developed Darnold, he's made him so much worse. So much worse that the offense actually runs better under Joe Flacco, you know? Instead of developing Darnold and starting the Sam Darnold era in New York, he destroyed Sam Darnold and launched the Trevor Lawrence era in New York. Take a bow, Gase. That's pretty damn impressive. Adam Gase has been so bad as the Jets head coach, the only reason he's still the Jets head coach is they're worried that they might actually win a game if they fire him. Job security through sucking is a remarkable thing. You're right, dude. You haven't done a damn thing to develop Sam Darnold, and you may have even wrecked him. And you haven't done a good job. In fact, you've done one of the worst jobs ever. Now finish what you started, run this thing backwards, so the guy who does replace you gets a chance to work with Trevor Lawrence. If, in fact, Lawrence goes anywhere near that dumpster fire that is the Jets, you know?
You know.
1-800-636-8686. I'm not even going to tease what else I want to talk about today, because there's only one thing that I want to talk about right now, and that's Ritt and what Ritt did yesterday. Because you're all reacting to it still, because it happened late in the program. Let's get the hell out. We're coming right back. And you know what? I want to get Alvin's reaction to what Ritt did yesterday, because if Alvin didn't take that day off, Ritt would have never been in the chair with an opportunity to do what Ritt did yesterday. I'm going to pull Alvin into this. Everyone can use a little comfort this holiday season, and with Casper's holiday sale, you can give the gift of a cozy bedroom with 10% off site-wide for a limited time. Along with their outrageously comfortable mattresses, Casper makes bed frames, pillows, duvets, blankets, and more to transform any bedroom into a comfort oasis. Do you need a gift idea? Wrap up the calming weighted blanket, smooth silk pillowcases, or plush foam pillow or two. The Casper dog bed is durable. It's comfortable. It's pup approved. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. A supportive and cooling Wave hybrid mattress, now 10% off. Only Casper mattresses are made with 86 supportive gel pods to align your spine and eliminate aches and pains. It is the supportive comfort you need to wake up refreshed and ready to go. And as always, Casper offers free shipping and free returns. Give the gift of a better bedroom. Get 10% off everything during Casper's holiday sale right now at Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms for more details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
My job is to do my job. It's not to give you what you want. If I give you what you want exclusively, I will soon be you. Which is nothing wrong with being you, except I'd rather be me. What I'm saying is I'd rather be on this side of the mic than the other side of the mic. So my job is to do my job and not give you what you want exclusively. Once in a while, I will give you what you want. And what you want is a reset of Ritt, I can tell by all your reaction. So I'm going to jump that right up now to hour number one. Incredibly enough, I will do that right now. So if you missed yesterday's show, then you missed one of the more memorable moments of the entire year. If you missed yesterday's show, you've got something in common with Alvin DeLauro, my longtime, extremely trusted, ultra-talented engineer. Understand this about Alvin. Anybody can board op, but nobody can do it like Alvin. He knows this. This is why he has jammed me hard and started staying at home on Thursdays. And he's doing it for the same reason that anybody does anything. Because he can. Because he's got leverage. Because he knows that we know that 4 days of him is better than no days of him. In other words, little man has the big hammer, and he's not afraid to swing it. Just kidding, brah. I know that's not what this is, and that you've actually got some homeschooling that you have to do every single Thursday. All good. Weird year, weird circumstances. We have to do what we have to do. I understand. The problem is, what we have to do, and what we have is RIT. Garrett freaking RIT. Old man content in the back row. The unicorn of all unicorns. A paunchy, bald old man who looks 10 years younger, or who is 10 years younger than me, but looks 20 years older. Yet when he looks in the mirror, he sees Brad Pitt staring right back at him. That guy. So, when Alvin needed to start taking Thursdays off to be a professor at home, we needed somebody to run the board. Obviously, filling in for Alvin is no small task. In fact, it's impossible. Essentially, you're coming into the game for the Michael Jordan of engineers. It takes a certain level of confidence and courage, if not downright false bravado, to even try it, much less execute it. So who do you think had their hand way above their bald head when I went around the room looking for that Thursday fill-in? Right. Obviously. The same guy who called Paul Pierce fat. The same guy who killed Tom Hanks on the radio. That same guy was beyond eager to get his paws on any part of the on-air product that he could. And he moved right on in. And if you've listened to the show on Thursdays for the past 4 months, here is some of what you've heard. Missed drops, delayed drops, wrong drops, and a whole hell of a lot of Garrett RIT drops. My man loves him some him. Now, I always like and respect guys who like being them. In fact, I get a kick out of that crap. I really do. But no one likes and respects and loves being them more than this dude. You know how I always say, one of my favorite lines was from a guy who played golf with a guy that I know, and he said, quote, "I have never seen a guy that ugly without much confidence." Like, it makes me laugh every time I think of that line. Such a great line. Except that's RIT times infinity. The guy can't find Carl Lewis or Mike Gundy on the sound panel to save his life, but he's got zero issue finding anything and everything that has his own voice in it.
Finally.
It's like self-gloss times infinity. I'm shocked that this guy doesn't walk in on Thursdays and tell me, "Yo, boss, engineering's whack. It's boring. I'm not some GD button pusher. I mastered that in the first 10 seconds I sat down. Take the rest of the day off. I'm going to give the clones what they really want now. Me. I'll both engineer and host this bitch at the same time. Take the day off, Rome. Bring it." So as you might imagine, knowing the guy, this guy has incredible delusion. RIT has done more and more shows in Alvin's chair as he has. He's gotten more and more comfortable and more delusional. For example, yesterday, he played the boing drop every single time I mentioned that my podcast guest next week once shot stem cells into his junk as part of an erectile dysfunction treatment article for Men's Health magazine. Yet there is Rich, just having a field day. Boing, boing, boing. I mean, I didn't tell Rit to bring the conversation down to a second grade level. He just decided to do it on his own over and over and over and over and over again. But since board hopping is an invisible job to the listener, anybody tuning in yesterday could have thought that that was me hammering that idiotic sounder. So now you know exactly what I'm dealing with, right? Actually, you don't. You never could know exactly what I'm dealing with, but you have an idea. A guy who has a fraction of the ability and intelligence to back up his unworldly confidence and swagger, and who's got way too much sound and freedom and autonomy at his disposal on Thursdays. You see, that's the rub. That's the kicker. A really good board operator knows when to play something and when to lay out, because timing and reading the room are paramount. So I know I've set this up in a big way, but it now brings me to what happened yesterday. Now you have the background you need. It brings me to a phone call from Diane in Niagara Falls. Diane calls in yesterday because yesterday was the fifth anniversary of the passing of our beloved thoroughbred Shared Belief. She wanted to mention it. She wanted to pay tribute. I appreciated it very much. Obviously, the subject matter is very serious, and it's sensitive, and it's sad, and it demands a certain level of gravity and respect. And listen, for the record, not only will I not apologize for it, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to scream it from the rooftops. I love that animal so bleeping much, more than virtually any human being that I have ever met that I'm not related to. Remember I told that story to my then 10-year-old son, Logan, that when I heard that Shared Belief died, I got the news here at work during a show, that during the commercial break, I went into my office and I got dusty for a few minutes. Like, I literally did the one thing that I demanded that you cannot do. I cried at work. Logan says, "Dad, I've never seen you cry." I said, "Son, I don't think that I have cried in the 10 years that you've been on this planet, but that's how much I love the big horse," right? So anyway, Diane calls in to acknowledge the fifth year passing of Shared Belief. Hawk puts the call up on a shared Google Doc. We all have it in front of us. We all decide together, we're going to take this phone call at the end of the segment so we can do the less serious stuff before it. It's called producing. Hell, it's actually producing 101. You learn it the very first day of producer school. We're all on the same page. We have our fun with a couple of callers before Diane, then we go to her. Apparently, Rit was not done having fun. Apparently, Rit's idea of fun is different than the rest of our ideas of fun. Rit thought that playing a drop that had no business being played was a good idea, and that that would be fun. And not just a good idea, but that he would step all over Diane and literally disrupt her very first words of her very serious phone call. In case you missed it, here's how this sounded. Listen for Ritz's horrible timing, his absolute tone deafness, and my utter disdain for what he just did. Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you, Diane. How are you?
War Lady Clones.
Damn,
Rit. How are you? Not going to take too much to elevate these calls, but anyway.
The drop that he played is the classic War Lady Clones
War Lady
drop.
Clones.
We generally play it after an email or a tweet or a phone call from a lady clone. Not before, and sure as hell not stepping all over whatever the lady clone content is, especially this content. A very nice woman paying tribute to my deceased horse that I love more than anything besides my family. Can I hear that one more time? Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you. Diane, how are you?
War Lady Clones.
Damn,
Rit. How are you? Not going to take too much to elevate these calls, but anyway.
What, Rit? You couldn't find the giddy up horse face?
Giddy up horse face.
Drop.
Come on.
Alvin hid the Sarah Jessica Park sounds from you?
It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
Parker. I mean, Rit, are you kidding? The only thing more egregious than Rit stepping all over Diane, talking about my dead, beloved racehorse, is that Rit saw absolutely no problem with it. In fact, he actually was kind of offended that we all had a problem with it. We were wrong. He was right. When Hawk cussed him out for it, Ritt responded, and I bleeping quote, Lady Clone caller, Lady Clone button.
Lady Clone caller, Lady Clone button.
This is exactly what he said, word for word.
Lady
Again.
Clone caller, Lady Clone button.
Word for word. Again, we all were wrong and he was right. Freaking Ritt, man. You could not write this character in a million years if you tried. And responses poured in, ranging from Ritt is the type of guy who asks a woman her weight and overguesses her age, to Ritt shows up to funerals and shouts, game on.
Game on.
Ritt shows up to funerals and shouts, finally.
Finally.
So it's not just that Hawk and me, Hawk and I, found the entire thing completely devoid of any kind of sensitivity. Guy's totally out of touch. Total inability to read a room or a situation, but most of you did as well. And a number of you asked the most important question of the day. Exactly how did Alvin DeLauro react hearing that at home? He heard it all right. He heard it. And he gave us his reaction privately off air, but I want to get him on air to get his thoughts. And we will do that when we come back. Man, Ritt, not only did you jump the day, but you jumped an entire segment after I did a segment on you. There's more. I want to get Alvin's reaction, and I want to get your reaction. As always, the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. That's my XR4TI. If you're going to ask me where I find these guys, I don't even know at this point. Ritt, incredible. A day later, it sounds even worse.
It's lit.
When we come back, Alvin's reaction to old man Ritt. He was sitting in Alvin's chair when it happened. First up, though, here.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, just doing business. Just taking care of business on a Friday. Welcome back. As part of the Friday program, you know, we've got an ATP segment, Ask the Pros. And then it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. Listen later on. I might answer yours. Probably not. I'll probably answer Bella's. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I'm trying to talk sports, but Ritt is making it very hard for me to do so. Something I do want to get to later on. The NBA lost a couple of legends to retirement. Andrew Bogut and Joakim Noah. I'm going to get that in later on. Some quick reaction to Ritt, however. Chris, no longer in St. Pete, tweets, the Jets better keep Gase because failing at your job is not a reason to get fired. Signed, Ritt's soundboard career. Wells in the 360, a reset. Why? I didn't do anything wrong. Signed, Ritt. At Squirrel 2. Sorry to hear about the passing of Cody the Ragdoll Cat, but War Lady Clones,
War
yours,
clones.
Ritt. Jamie in Green Bay, Alvin had to walk in today looking for a raise after Ritt's job on the board yesterday. And Carl in Prescott tweets, since I stepped all over this shared belief remembrance yesterday, can I host a show when you're in the basement? Signed, Ritt. Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you, Diane. How are you?
War Lady Clones.
Damn,
Ritt. How are you? Not going to take too much to elevate these calls, but anyway.
Just so Ritt-like, man. Just stepped all over her in an inappropriate manner at the worst time possible. One more for you. Romy, I caught the end of yesterday's show. Even I think that Garrett Ritt dude is tone deaf as hell. Regards that Michael Bay COVID-19 movie. Ashley in Nebraska.
War Lady Clones.
All right, so I am curious. What does Alvin DeLauro make of this whole thing? Because while I'm not going to blame Alvin for it, I think that I can legitimately say if Alvin didn't take off every Thursday, Ritt would have never gotten anywhere near his chair. And by the way, since Alvin and I are going to have a quick Q&A right now, Ritt is back in Alvin's chair. Ritt, don't you push a single button. Why are you even there, dude? It's like the plane is up in the air. It's on autopilot. There's nothing for you to do, Ritt. Get your ass back to the back row. Why are you sitting there? I just destroyed you, Ritt, for 20 minutes on national radio, and you move right back to the same chair. The ball's on you, old man. This guy's incredible. Alvin.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Alvin. I don't even know where to start. Like, for instance, what was your first reaction? Because I know you were at home listening live. What was your first reaction to hearing Ritt step all over Diane with a War Lady clone drop while paying tribute to my deceased and beloved racehorse, Cher Belief?
I was mortified. Thanks.
Hold on. Ritt, I'm not even kidding when I say this, dude. Don't push another button, Ritt. It's like, I know you think it's funny, old man. How funny will it be when I fire your ass before the segment's even over? Ritt, push the hell away from that desk. Alvin.
Hey, Jim.
Ritt, I'm not kidding. Alvin, your reaction.
You know that pit in your, you feel it, that feeling you have in your stomach that you're going to throw up. And I was there. I remember that day vividly when you found out Shared Belief passed. And yeah, I mean, you already admitted it. Yeah, you cried. It was very weird. I usually, when I leave, I just kind of go. That day, I remember going to your office and just asking, hey, man, are you all right? Like, this is, and you said you were fine. And so that was that feeling. And then it was that feeling that, you know, when you like let an F-bomb off in the air and then you're worried like, oh my gosh, that went out in national radio. Any second now I'm going to get a call from Craig Kitchen telling me either I'm fired or something's going to happen. Yeah, it was, I'm starting to get it back. Listening to it again, when you said, damn it, the funniest thing about that, usually when I screw up and it happens, you would say that on talkback, but the fact that you did it on air was incredible. Like, I felt like I was in the studio there and I was getting shivers. I was like, oh gosh. Like, I was already thinking, is this too long?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago, it was too long. No, hey, listen. Okay, no, it's not too long. It's not too long. A couple of thoughts, and let me react to it. I don't want to make it sound like when you make a funny point and a great point when you say, you might say that, but generally it's on talkback. I don't really do that very often, to be fair, because you guys are really good at your job. I mean, yes, I have, but I don't want to make it sound like I browbeat you guys, quote, on talkback. But you're right. If I do that, I'm not going to do it on air. But that it was so egregious what he did that it just came out. The other thing about me crying at work, yes, the one point, I didn't come running out of my office, hey, everybody, Shared Belief is dead. What I did was I got the bad news and I went and I had 5 minutes in my office during the long break to compose myself. But yeah, you're right. It was a really difficult day, but not to Ritt. Now, here's my question for you, Alvin. How much responsibility do you personally take in what happened? After all, I know this is a weird time, but had you been here, that never happens.
Yes.
All right. We're doing live radio. That means you got to be sharp all the time and ready for whatever is coming. But you weren't here, and that's what happened. How much responsibility are you willing to assume in this?
100%. That here's the thing. Like, you talk about it. You give your employees real estate. It's up to you what you do with it. I've taken mine. I've tried to make the best out of it. I've kind of, frankly, revolutionized it.
Well, you have.
Yeah. So,
okay, Alvin Ritt. No, go ahead.
So
you have.
Yeah.
It's true.
So this has kind of been in the back of my mind, like Garrett, I'll say this about Garrett. I've had a number of backups, and usually what happens when I take time off, those people who back up, great guys, when I try to go back to them again, all I get is, hell no. I don't want to deal with that stress. I don't want to do that anymore. No. With Garrett, it's a totally different thing. Like, he's all about it. I caught him the other day. You mind if I talk about this?
Just do it, dude.
Yeah,
believe me, he doesn't care about anything.
Like, hey, man,
he's made that
doing?
Pretty clear. Ritt doesn't give a damn about anybody or anything but himself.
So I asked him, like, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm looking for ties.
Hold on. Did you just ask him permission to talk about something? Number one, dude, you've been here 20 years longer than him. Number two, he doesn't ask permission for anything, so talk about whatever the hell you want.
He was web browsing. He was looking for ties. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Because, you know, he does that tie thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so he bought like 1,000 ties. I'm not kidding. He bought them in bulk. They were like $5 per tie. That, I mean, that's been the, that's the total opposite of other people have had to back me up.
No, can I ask you something? No, I'm not going to say, can I ask you? Can I tell you something? I've told this guy repeatedly on and off the air to stop wearing ties to work, and you just told me he bought 1,000 more in bulk.
1,000 ties. Like, I guess...
After I said stop doing it.
He's ready. Like, if I were, you know, knock on wood, if I were to get into a car accident, I mean, he's ready. He's going to be in here tie for every single day. Kind of like Antoine Walker had a suit for every game. He has a tie for every day. I give him credit, man.
What?
No, my point is it's a hard job, and I can kind of see where the stress comes from because you always have to keep ahead
of
you.
Dude, he's not stressed. This is different than what you're talking about. Everybody else that came back to you and said, oh, hell no, I'm not going back in there. What he's saying is, Alvin, why don't you take 2 days off a week? I got this, and I got 1,000 new ties. It's not stress that led him to do what he did.
The one thing I will say is a couple of times I've kind of told him, like, hey, man.
I always do this, dude. You will never take a run at anybody for anything.
Well, okay. The number one thing advice I've tried to give him is keep it simple. Like,
stupid.
Keep it, yes. And just land the plane, dude. Don't. You're not the superstar here. Just land the plane.
Dude's
let
out there
do
like
his
the
thing.
Air show doing these aerial 360s. And, oh, no, dude thinks he's a Blue Angel pilot.
So,
you mean land the plane, man? He thinks he's Mav up there.
Because the one drop that you think is hilarious will just kill the whole show.
Like yesterday.
Kill your vibe, kill your flow. Like, my thing is always...
Dude, he killed Tom Hanks. He tried to kill Jared Belief again. I mean, dude, he'll... Yeah, go ahead.
No, my whole thing is, and I'll end it off here because I think I've been talking way too long. Time and place for everything. There, when you play a drop, you don't just play it just because you hear it. You have to be very selective, like the tone of the show. Like, I know we entertain and I know we do like a lot of fun stuff, but it can kind of, you know, go on its head and, you know, we'll talk about serious things. Like yesterday, when you were talking about Irvine, like being on fire and everything. If I was here, I wouldn't play the burning drop. That's just common sense. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, great, great, great analogy, but Rit would have.
Burning.
That, like he just did. When I said yesterday, Irvine, Orange County is on fire, and we have a problem here, Alvin. The town is burning down, and we have a pandemic. So we're being told to stay home, but at the same time, thousands of people are being told to evacuate their home. Stay home. Do not leave the home unless your home is on fire, and then we'll discuss what to do. That's not the time to play the burning drop.
Right. And when we had Errol Spence Jr. on, when he was talking about that car crash he got into.
Right.
I'm not going to do the car crash sound effect and hit time to die. That's just something you learn not to do.
Well said, Alvin. All right, I'd walk off on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so Alvin
Lady Clones
shared his thoughts. See what I mean about Rit? Rit, for some reason, Rit just intuitively and instinctively moved back into Alvin's chair when Alvin left it when there was no need to do so and nobody told him to. Rit, the segment was fine. There was nothing... There was no drop that needed to be played there. There was no execution of anything. And Rit wasn't in that chair 30 seconds before he started banging on buttons again.
Burning.
This guy. All right, so right what's your on. Reaction? I got to be honest. I know I have a job to do. I'm not sure if the suits or the programmers appreciate me talking for an hour, well, a half hour, about Rit and the show. But you know what? My name's still on the marquee, so I'm just going to do it. What's your reaction to it? Finish off the hour. 1-800-636-8686. Or if you'd rather participate via social, hit me up at Jim Rome. Dear Alvin, now that I'm becoming more proficient on the soundboard, I want to give you some advice. If any lady clone calls in with a heavy topic, drop a, "Come on, Rachel, shave your back."
Come on, Rachel, shave your back.
In the middle of their call. The boss will love it. Regards, don't care it, Rit. Geoff. Wore Rit laughing maniacally when he steals a handicapped parking spot from an elderly driver. Dear Rome from home, I believe Rit's actions yesterday were deeply insensitive and tone deaf. Regards, T.O.'s agent.
Farrell has 25 million reasons why he should be alive.
Signed, Drew in West L.A. Boss man, Diane went belly up. Regards, Rit.
And mailman,
and mailman Casey tweets, Rome, Alvin should set Rit up with a board, much like a child's phone, with only four buttons. Jared in Wisconsin tweets, Ike is the most versatile member behind the glass. Look at the dude yesterday, and you think he's a used car salesman with his Jerry Garcia tie. Today he decides to dress it up with the old, unemployed plumber look. Is there anything he can't do? At SoCal Jeff tweets, Alvin's reaction, two words, job security. Romy, Rit probably chuckles during those Sarah McLachlan animal cruelty commercials. Denny in the 402. I'm always shocked that when I roll in here, that Rit's not parked in my spot. Honestly, I'm always shocked that when I roll in here, that Rit's not at my desk in my office. After parking in my spot, drinking out of my mug. All right, looking ahead to hour number two. Will Brinson's coming up next hour. I do want to talk about the retirements of Joakim Noah and Andrew Bogut. And the Church of Tequila, if I can work that in. Stay tuned. Big Head Bets coming up in hour number three. Don't go anywhere.